a little bit more organically than that. Tim, Richard, and I had made a mockumentary in 2008, and we were doing the editing process, and Tim Brennan wanted to make the back of the DVD case that we were sending out to film festivals. He took an image of me and ran it through some computer program that made it look like a cartoon. And I was like, you know, we can do a whole movie like that, and using all of our negatives, turning them into strengths. Basically, we had no money, and so we can't hire a crew or a cast or a location. So it was like, we could easily do something like this and film a three-person short or a movie or something like that. And I had just read the book Life of Pi, and it was a blatant ripoff of that. It was The Life of Pi. I don't know if you've ever read the book. It's a kid trapped on a boat in the Pacific Ocean with a tiger. And so it's, how does he stay alive on this boat with a tiger? And I was like, well, it'll be a zombie movie, but a guy stuck in his apartment with two zombies, and how does he survive? How does he get through day-to-day existence? And Tim and I are not very slender people. A nice way of saying we're both kind of hefty, anyway. And so I was like, Richard, you should be the guy who's starving in the apartment. And Richard basically took this idea and ran with it and was like, I'm going to write a script. And lo and behold, he did. And so it was, at this point right now, it's pretty bizarre that a conversation has been, at this point, turned into a movie that's been accepted into a festival. So the whole way through, it was like, is this really happening? Is this going on? So reading the script the first time, it's like, wow, this is gone from being an idea to a script, and then it went from being a script to an actual short, and then it went from being a short to accepted into a film festival. It's really, really bizarre.
Okay, when did you guys come up with this concept? How long ago was it?
This would have been late 2008, and I remember right after getting back from Christmas, so this would have been around right after Christmas or early 2009, Richard had the script.
Okay, so this is a little bit before, like, the whole revamp of the zombie craze, because over the past, you know, year or so, with The Walking Dead on AMC and the graphic novel getting a little bit more mainstream coverage and things like that, zombies have kind of become, you know, culturally, pop culturally relevant again, but you guys kind of seen that before.
Yeah, I thought after, like, Walking Dead came out, I was like, oh, they totally got there first, but it turns out that the people have a big enough appetite for both our short and their award-winning series.
So, like, what's your, like, upbringing as far as, like, film go? What made you say, like, oh, this would work with zombies or something like that? Are you, like, a Romero fan? Like, what did you watch when you were a little kid?
I would say the one that really turned me on was was 28 Days Later, or 28 Days. That movie, when I saw that, what was that, 2002, 2003?
Yeah.
When I saw that movie, and I think that was the first one to have, they're not really zombies, they're infected or whatever, but that was the one that had the fast zombies. It scared me so much, my wife and I came up with an escape plan for New York City. And that we're constantly, to this day, still revising. And so it really got into our subconscious at that point. I've since then devoured everything I can get my hands on with zombies. I like the fast zombies, but I guess a lot of people like the classic slow-moving, lumbering type.
Listening to your voice on the phone, it sounds a little bit different from the narration. What did you do, aside from obviously slowing down a little bit, how did you prepare yourself to do the voice acting?
Richard really wanted, my inclination is to be funny. I like riffing and improvising, and that's what I do on stage. But Richard really wanted someone deadpan the whole time. And give Richard his due, he kept hammering it until I finally gave in to his vision of what the character should be, which I guess is what a good director is supposed to do. But yeah, he was like, say that line slower, don't try to be funny, and I don't know how many takes we did, but I've read that script at least 24 times.
for someone that wants to get into voice acting, how would you tell them to prepare? What are some of the biggest struggles? What are some of the fun parts? How can you prepare yourself a little bit better if you've never done it before?
Completely ripping off Christopher Walken. I think he was once said in an interview, just ignore the punctuation when you get the script. Add your own punctuation in. Feel free to give pauses or periods or commas where that, and that's what I tried to do and play with it, and that's how I prepare for when I'm doing somebody else's work or doing someone else's words. And I guess Richard kind of shaped that into what the final product is.
Okay, not many people that have seen the film know that you're a stand-up comedian as well. You want to talk about that? What that's all about?
That's how I originally met Tim, and we met in 2001. We started doing stand-up comedy at the Comedy Cellar in New York City, and Tim eventually drifted away from stand-up, and he's now in SAG, and that's where he met Richard. That's how the three of us all got together. And, just stuck with it. Been performing on and off for 10 years now in the city. And, love it.
Okay, what was your favorite part of the short after you watched it for the first time? What kind of grabbed you the most?
For me, it's the minutia of the day-to-day existence of having to survive in a prison-like environment. I think the story is at its most interesting when he is trapped in his room trying to eat insects and collect water. It's a very Spartan existence, and how you can exist like that and not go insane. And I thought that was incredibly interesting, how much can a human being endure before he finally goes out there and the fight or flight flips, and he goes from flight to fight.
Okay, the short film selections at the Tribeca Film Festival don't get as much exposure as the longer films. So for someone that is, you know, walking by one of the theaters that's playing the shorts and they don't know if they should go in or not, how would you sell Year Zero to them?
Easy. I would not sell them Year Zero. I would tell them that the other shorts playing have David Duchovny, Sir Ian McKellen, and Joseph Fiennes in them. And I'd be like, oh yeah, there's also a zombie film mixed in among these names you've heard of. Which to me is bizarre that we're competing or right alongside shorts, animated shorts that have $100,000 budgets. There's a team from New Zealand, and they have a famous British comedian, who I don't remember his name right now, doing the narration, and then right after it is ours. So that blows me away every time I see that.
As far as the budget for Year Zero, how much did you guys have? How long did it take you to put everything together?
It took us an incredibly long time. Richard had a 10-year-old laptop, which I'm sure was great for watching YouTube videos and sending out emails, but not good to use as a tool for making a movie. And not that stopped him. The man is a machine. He was like determined to turn out the animation on this. And I guess our only really expense was he had to buy a new computer. Everything else was done for free. And then that new computer, Tim Brennan, the other producer of the film, illegally downloaded all of the software needed. And it seems kind of bizarre to me that we have a movie basically funded through piracy is now in a major film festival. And like at one point, all the directors were talking about their budgets of the film, and I was like, well, maybe if we had actually had to buy some of that stuff instead of stealing, we would have had a budget. But really, Richard, I think we're probably going to get a new computer eventually anyway. So that was our only expense.
Well, I mean, it kind of fits in with the whole theme of the film Fight or Flight. So, I mean, you know, you guys kind of did that to produce the film. So you fought a little bit, you know.
Exactly.
Survive, you know, adaptations, did whatever you had to do to get the film out. So. But it's there anything else that you want to say about the film, or anything about like what you're working on now?
Well, the hope is that the film will now go on to other film festivals. I think they're looking at Milwaukee and Maui, which I was like, I would love to go to Hawaii. And besides that, just doing stand-up every night. And that's that. I'm really proud of Richard for getting the movie to this point. It blew my mind when he told me we were accepted into this film festival. I assumed he'd had some kind of psychotic break from reality, and then it turned out to be true. So